But the game of entrepreneurship is so ugly that if people actually knew how ugly was up front, very few would even do it. It's very ugly. It's very lonely. It's very frustrating. It exploits you at the highest level. You know, in the world of business, you don't just have one or two weaknesses. Imagine all of a sudden one day, 50 weaknesses are exposed all at the same time. And everybody tells you because it's you. Who wants that? No one wants that. And imagine a game where you always have to recreate yourself or else you lose. Like, let me put it to you this way. It's like working out, but you can't take a day off. You know how you work out, at least you got like a few days off to have your, you know, regroup and all that stuff. For the first 2 to 5 years, you know, if you look the other way, just because you just made $1 million in a month and you start getting very cocky or arrogant, boom, you're wiped out. That's all it takes. It's a subtle look away to get knocked out. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? And the answer has to be very crystal clear. It's not just because, don't let the lifestyle fool you. I mean, it takes a lot of work. And you have to ask yourself the question, are you really willing to go through it? If yes, Chris, here's the one thing I do advise to Brian, to everybody. I think everybody ought to run a part-time business. Affiliate marketing, great. Sell products on the side, garage, you know, whatever it is. Get your real estate license, sell real estate on the side. Get an insurance license, sell insurance on the side, and maintain your job. And put 10 or 15 hours into it. I think everybody ought to do it and can do it. Everybody. So, but the word of entrepreneurs, multidimensional. At what level do you want to go? Do you want to go building a business doing 50 grand a year? Great, go do it. Everybody ought to do it. Do you want to build a business doing $1 million a year? Well, maybe not everybody can. You can build $1 million business. 10 million is the interesting number because very few get to the 10 million. 1 of 5, a lot of people get stuck to 1 of 5. 10 is, you know, difficult. And from 10, do you want to do $100 million a year? Do you want to get to a billion? I mean, the game changes at that point, right? But the more clear you are on your outcome of everything you do in life, kids, wife, business, career, friendship, spiritual, exercise, the more clear those outcomes are, the more fluid the action is going to be taken because you know why you're doing it. And so, yes, I think today's social.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Media fools the reality of being an entrepreneur. A lot of these books, self-help books that you read and say, like, oh, you got to do this and you got to do this and you got to do that. They don't touch on the ugly part of running a business. Now, set the ugly part aside. The one part that outweighs being willing to tolerate all this pain is the fact that choices matters to you. If you're driven by choices, if you're driven by control, if you're driven by, you know, being able to choose the kind of a life you want to live, that reward is so much higher than the pain you're going to have to put up, that you're willing to put up with the pain because you want this. Because what's the flip side? Here's the flip side. My 3 kids go to the same private school together. It's very expensive, okay? You live in a decent community. You have a house with elevators and privacy. You can have security, you can have nicer insurance, nicer protection, better advisors, better counselors, better money managers, better attorneys, better CPAs, better protection, all of that stuff. The choices, better places to go, people that you can associate with that are at your same level, if not higher than you, more things that you can have as a choice. I'm not talking necessarily material things, choices. So if the choices and the controls that big of a motivation for you, you know, you're going to be able to put up with the pain. But if the pain's too much for you and this doesn't really matter, you'll eventually go back to having a job. Think about how many people started a podcast and they have potential, but they stopped. Think about it. Think about how much work it takes to run a podcast, okay? You have a wife, you have a kid, you have a business, you have all these other things. Think about the effort it takes. Think about the discipline. Think about the level of consistency to find the guests, to interview, to questions, to research, to content, to all this stuff takes a lot of effort, right? But you're doing it. It's very obvious you're enjoying it and it matters to you. And that's why you're effective. You see some people that are It doesn't matter to them, they're winging it. So that's the differentiator between an amateur and a pro. A pro is trying to figure out a way to be prolific because it matters to them. Because if it does, the world better get out of your way, because you're going to get what you want at whatever level you want.